Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got 99.1 The Mix with Elizabeth and Radar. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let's get to those three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Over the weekend at the Travelers Championship golfing event, there were no fans in attendance, so the microphones pick up just about everything, including golfer Ian Poulter farting when he teed off.
What?
and he didn't deny it. They talked to him afterwards. Yeah. It happened.
I amazed myself on that one.
That's what he said. And he wasn't talking about the drive.
Number two.
On GMA, Hamilton star Debbie Diggs talking about how exciting it is that Hamilton is now on Disney Plus, especially in this time of political stress and protest, and what he hopes the world will take away from Hamilton.
We're in this moment in our country with the renewed awareness around the Black Lives Matter movement, sort of spawned by the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Rayshard Brooks. And this movement's really led by young people. Those are the folks we see really out here leading the charge. And this is a film about how young people change the world. You got to remember, Hamilton and all the Sons of Liberty were 19, 18, 19 years old, and they were fighting in the revolution. Mm-hmm. These big ideas came out of very young people.
Talk about a history lesson. I just always assumed like, oh, they're just, you know, old guys. No, 18, 19 years old. I mean, that's really inspiring that I can show it at any age, at any time. You can stand up for something and make a difference and make an impact and leave your mark on the world.
If you haven't seen it, it's this Friday at 2 a.m. So if you want to get up at 2 a.m. and
can
catch
I come to your house? I don't have Disney Plus and I really want to see it.
A little sleepover? Come on over.
I would love to.
Number one.
Billy Porter was on the Kelly Clarkson show talking about pushing the gender norm because he is taking on the role of the fairy godmother in the live action movie of Cinderella.
It really speaks to my brand, for lack of a better word, which is about challenging gendered norms and stereotypes. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be a man? What is masculinity exactly? Mm-hmm. And why do we in this culture think that masculine is better than feminine?
Good point, Billy Porter.
Preach.
I agree with that. I mean, you hear people say like, oh, man up. So if you're a man, you're tougher. But if you're a woman, you aren't tough.
Let me tell you something. I've told my wife this quite a bit. And ladies, there's a lot of you out there. She's the toughest person I know in the world.
Yeah.
My wife. And I will say that. I'm like, I'm a wimp when it comes. Especially when we get sick, I'm a wimp.
Radar, yeah, you are a wimp.
I am.
I've been around you. You've been sick.
I don't feel good.